on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. Our little taste of the Arctic, call it a winter preview, continues today. After a frigid start to the day, we may recover to maybe low to mid-50s for a high temperature. If we're lucky, sunshine, not quite as windy today. Another freeze tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 31. Increasing clouds tomorrow, maybe some spotty rain possible in the afternoon, but a better chance on Thursday night, and then warmer by the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. We're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Cydex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven with a brand new grill from the Ace Thanks Grilling Event. This Saturday, November 16th from 11 to 2. Head to your local Ace for great deals, giveaways, and turkey grilling demos. Showcasing our top brands like Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and more. Plus, get free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up. Don't miss the Thanks Grilling Event. This Saturday from 11 to 2 at your local Ace. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Free assembly and delivery for Ace Rewards members valid through December 24th.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get WOW Business internet starting at $44.99 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's a year-end comfort closeout sale you don't want to miss. For a limited time, AC by Lou Choir is offering a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. As a bonus, Lou Choir is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. Lou Choir, with over 36 years for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier. Visit acbyluchoir.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License number 84417.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views. 272-9228, if you want to join in the program. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm not the He's Jack Campbell.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this Vladimir Putin?
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't Corona, Let It Be. This is Vladimir Putin and the KGBs.
Okay.
Frisco Riverstone's here, too.
Putin in his early years. That's why his voice is kind of...
Well, and then as they went into sort of that, like, electro-funk, like, trance house music with the GRU, like, their more digital virtual team, I mean... It's like Kraftwerk from the early 80s. It's really experimental stuff. You got to hand it to the Russians. They might be a bunch of drunks, but they know their music.
Well, you'd be drunk, too, if you had to stand in a damn bread line.
And have to eat borscht all day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, honey, I found the beets in the dirt and some radishes.
You know, it's really funny. Beets do taste like dirt to me.
It's gross. Anyway, let's
go to Sprout.
Let's go to Jim before he goes crazy. He's been holding for a while. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. I knew it was going to be a great day. I got a little weenie dog, and I woke up this morning, and I always have to take him out first thing, and I looked at my phone. He said 23 degrees. I said, holy mackerel. So I stood out there in the yard with that dog. Oh, man. Thank goodness the wind wasn't blowing very much.
Wait, did your dog, my brother was living with me, and our dog Gimli, the red and fuzzy big booty Buddha, he would pull this stunt. I wonder if your dachshund did this, where it's really cold, they're ready to go out, you open the door, and then they kind of eke back away from the door. It's like, no, you're going. I don't care if it's cold. Nah, if I'm going out there, going out there.
Well, it'd been all night. I think he had to go pretty bad. His bladder was probably about ready to explode. But first of all, I'm not really watching the garbage on there. I did turn there when it first started, and all I had to see was Jim Jordan had asked Shifty Schiff if he knew who the identity was, and Shifty says, you're out of order and all these, but I do not know the identity of the... What a bald face.
What a
lie.
What a damn lie.
He sat there and lied the first thing on this thing this morning, so I said, well, that's the end of that, because this is going to be nothing but a dog and pony show. And he's just a compulsive liar. So this whole thing's a joke. But what I'm really ticked off about is that they preempted Jeopardy during championship week. I was all set to watch Alex and the gang at 9:30, and now it's off. So I'm trying to. I sent an email to WAKA, say, hey, y'all going to show this at another time? I'm ticked off. This is championship week, man.
Man, you make...
They're going to have that guy on there that won $2.5 million.
You make retirement sound like a dream. It's like a vacation.
And here you are, Jim, wanting to be rewarded through whatever I'm trying to say, through knowledge rather than BS. Is that what you're saying?
No, I kind of keep my eye on it while it's on and listen. You know, it's kind of a... It's championship week, so I just got to watch the... But you think they would have done put it on one of their little other channels they got. You know, they got that other channel they can put it on.
Yeah.
That shows old TV shows and stuff. But anyway, that kind of ticked me off a little bit. So I sent the station manager an email. Find out when they're going to show it. But anyways, no, this trial thing that's going on or where you're... Pre-impeachment is a farce.
Oh, it really is. It's a joke.
Just watching Shifty with his rolling eyeballs, and he looks like a turtle coming out of his shell looking around. You know, I mean, he's just... And to sit there and tell a lie, a flat-out lie, right on TV, the first thing, right. I do not know the identity of the whistleblower. That's just a bald-faced lie.
I mean, why couldn't he say, yes, I do, but I've told no one else?
Yeah.
Because that would be a lie. Well,
that would be a lie, too. But it wouldn't be as big of a lie.
Yeah, it's just a joke. And this thing is going to flame out, just like the Kavanaugh hearings. And everybody's going to see what a fraud it is. And then they're going to come up with another plan. I don't know what it'll be. But it's disgusting. And is this thing going on all week?
There's
going to go on the rest of the week?
Not on Thursday, but on Friday, you have Marie Yovanovitch, the former ambassador.
I notice these guys are reading their stuff, so they must have gotten their script from MSNBC to what they can say and everything. So, anyways, I'm listening to y'all now. I'm not watching this junk. All right, y'all have a good day.
Thanks, bye. Jim.
Now, quick note. Yesterday, you know, you were feeling under the weather.
Yeah.
I came across an article that had a great headline. It said, unfunded liabilities due to entitlements are more of a generational threat, creating generational strife between the young and old, so to speak, than climate change ever is. And it laid out how Social Security, as it's gone on, we flipped. It used to be all these workers for every beneficiary and retiree. Now it's getting to less and less workers that they're saying in the not too distant future, it's essentially two, three people would be supporting two, three workers for every retiree. There was apparently some feedback. Somebody sent the boss an email saying, I'm not going to listen anymore because Joey's just railing against Social Security. I've paid in over $300,000 in my life as of 2017, and how dare he rail against Social Security? I would say, ma'am, respectfully, I wish you had called in, because at no point did I say we should be taking away benefits from retirees or those close to being beneficiaries. The whole point of bringing it up is that we need to protect the people that are currently relying on the system and then have an honest conversation about those who are younger in the system.
Social Security was we were sold a bill of goods by Franklin Roosevelt on Social Security. It's about to bankrupt the country. I think we're already bankrupt. But Social Security was meant to be a supplement, not the sole source of income for retirees. So wake up, because it's going to be gone one day.
Unfunded liabilities is a big problem right now for the country. And that's you know, all this stuff is really a circus and a bunch of nonsense to me, including also the politicking. We'll get into it in a second. We've got a juicy clip here from Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, I really care what he thinks.
Mayor Pete.
Well, he's leading in Iowa. You should care.
Well, Iowa is kooky. People have won the Iowa caucus and never won another damn thing. I think in 88, Pat Robertson won the Iowa caucus.
Pat who?
Robertson.
Like the 700 Club guy?
Yes. He ran for president.
Oh, wow.
In 88 as a Republican.
But didn't Jimmy Carter win Iowa?
He's another anomaly.
They also had to screw into his brain. Did you see that recently? He had fluid buildup. Jimmy Carter did.
I hated his policy, and he was totally in over his head.
Sure.
You can't run the country like you ran Georgia, but when he was governor. But he's an honorable guy. I truly believe that.
Yeah. So they actually had to drill, a shallow drill into his brain to release some pressure and fluid from his skull. Mm. But apparently the procedure went well, and he's going long.
He's 90s.
Yeah,
he's in his 90s.
He's the oldest living president right now, former president. And I agree with you. And, you know, that was a weird time, too. With Democrats running things, you had deregulation. Like, you think about it, the craft beer industry that we all know and love here in the state of Alabama. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with the beer we got? Drink pretty good, don't it? I miss Alvin sometimes. But because of Carter and the Democrats back then working with Republicans, they deregulated the beer industry, for instance. And now we see the fruits of that several decades later. When you free up a market or a given industry, you get more variety, lower cost, all sorts of different creative things and all sorts of jobs out of it. They deregulated a lot of the Interstate Commission and all the stuff that was way overdue. And so to say, oh, deregulation's just on the Republicans is absurd. And also a lot of things Republicans did and Bill Clinton did in the 90s that they called deregulation was just regulation by a different name. And it wasn't always the best. And it was some crony deal. So we have to be careful with our terms. But, you know, I wish Jimmy Carter well. I think he was in over his head.
Yeah. He was doing stuff like, I want to see a list of people who are playing on the White House tennis courts.
Right.
I mean, I think he had more important
micromanaging
stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But here, let's go to this clip, because I found this over the weekend. This is Pete Buttigieg. He is leading in Iowa.
He is the mayor of
South Bend, Indiana. Yes, yes.
And he's openly gay and has a partner. And
Chasten, that's his name, the partner's name.
That's a stupid name.
How dare you?
Let's listen.
Sorry, I'm queer. I can say what I want to.
Well, good old Mayor Pete here, Buttigieg. He's going to teach us white folk. You're white, right, Jack?
Last time I checked.
He's white.
I might be a quart low, but I'm still
are
white.
Are you white, Fresco?
I'm white, yep.
Am I white?
Yeah, you've got
I thought I was Polish.
Oh.
Anyway. Joey, you're kind of confusing. Because, I mean, you could be maybe a little Native American. Maybe it's the long hair.
Yeah, well.
Maybe it's the attitude, it's the entitlement attitude.
Yeah. That's for sure. That's for sure. You know, the best among us are more than willing to admit their flaws, and I'm more than happy to admit my
flaws. So there's a fungus among us?
Indeed. But here, let's listen to Mayor Pete here. He's going to teach us, well, white people need to come to terms with their whiteness, folks.
Coming to terms with what whiteness is. The tough lesson that I've learned is that not everybody's ready for this conversation.
Oh, no.
We're not that, ready. In particular, this conversation has to happen among white Americans coming to terms with what whiteness is.
Can you stop right there?
And
that is so stupid.
What does that mean?
What that means is I'm pandering to black voters.
Yeah,
that's exactly because he's not connecting with black voters because they're not real warm to having a gay president.
Yep.
And he's reaching out and pandering to a black audience. Well, I mean, if that's what he wants to do, go ahead. But you can.
Yeah, let's keep looking. But by the way, this is in Iowa. Big black population.
Oh, yeah. It's like, what, 3%?
Right. Oh, big applause. Got to come to terms with your
What does that mean?
I don't know.
The thing about being white is you're not reminded of your race all the time.
I don't believe that's totally true.
Oh, sure.
I do all the time.
Sure. No, I wake up in the morning and go,
look in the mirror and I say, damn, I'm white.
No, I'm like, what a ugly honky. look at Joey there. Oh, but let's let Mayor Pete finish.
Oh, man.
And when I, for example, spoke to our police officers in the wake of that shooting and talked about systemic racism.
Right.
Just the mention of the word systemic racism made them feel like their character was under attack.
Right.
When actually part of what I was telling them is that this problem doesn't get solved without them working to solve it too. So as a candidate,
do we clap here?
I'm committed to having these conversations.
Get the racists off the streets. It's disrespectful that I wake up every day scared.
Okay, this is a woman browbeating Pete back when this all happened with his police department.
Raising a 7-year-old grandson, that when he sees the police, he is afraid. That is not what's supposed to happen in America, in Indiana, in 2019.
Places all over the country are trying to get a handle on this.
Thank you.
Black Lives Matter is a chant.
Thank you. Thank you. Black Lives Matter. We're on the same team.
Yeah, I feel like the one little thing I've learned in my life is just be genuinely who you are.
I think Jack said exactly how it is. He's pandering, obviously.
Yeah.
Right. And I get tired of, you have to speak this.
Because you cannot win the Democrat primary in any state. Well, in a lot of states, without a lot of the black vote.
Well, it's kind of like an article of faith. Like, people, you know, ask you, do you believe in God? And, like, there's one, you know, what was it during the Crusades? You'd, like, can hold people at a sword point and be like, do you believe? Oh, yes, please, don't kill me.
Well,
like,
let me tell you what.
That doesn't seem like a genuine conversion.
To me, what all these candidates were doing up until recently was trying to get in a position of maybe not lead or come in second place, but come in third, hopefully to be considered as a vice presidential running mate.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think that's what Buttigieg
now,
is.
Now, Buttigieg to. Now, with Biden slipping in the polls, and in fact, Buttigieg is in some poll was ahead in Iowa.
Yes.
Yesterday, but
Biden's still strong in New Hampshire and South Carolina.
Right, and those really matter. I mean, Iowa's important because it's a great morale boost if you do well there, because it is the only. Well, it's not an actual primary, it's a caucus. But what is really interesting is that the average Iowa voter meets like two of the presidential candidates personally because they camp out there for a year. They go door to door, they meet people, they go to restaurants, they go to churches, and they have high visibility because Iowa's just Iowa. And so that's, you can do well in Iowa, and if you put all your eggs in that basket, a lot of times they'll win Iowa, and then New Hampshire, they'll get wiped out. Mm. And, you know, you've got to be strategic, and it's hard to figure out how to do that in a presidential campaign.
Well, and I just don't know if this identity politics play. I think the best thing for Pete Buttigieg being that he's an openly gay man with a husband named Chasen.
Chasten.
Excuse me.
That's the male version of Kirsten.
Or I thought it was Chastity.
Chastity.
There ain't no chastity in his household.
No, but I think the best, because that's who Pete is, I think the best policy for him would be don't play the identity politics game. Just be a guy who's well-versed in policy generally, a guy who can lead people generally. You know, for instance, this is the mistake I think Hillary Clinton made. She kept talking and winking and nodding, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have a woman in the White House? And, you know, pictures of her as a little girl, where I don't really remember Barack Obama doing that himself. He had his other people do it for him.
Well, and he wasn't well-loved by the time he left office in the black community. He didn't do enough, they say.
And what was the thing that Jesse Jackson said that got Jesse in trouble? I want to cut his blank off.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it was a hot mic moment in between an interview, and Jesse Jackson was upset with Barack Obama for talking down to black
people. Well, you know, I think we have to get past all this crap.
Amen.
Yesterday concerned me when the first person to speak at Stephen Reed's inauguration was his father, Joe Reed, who
I think the main reason
dredged up a lot of stuff from the past. We need to look forward.
I agree.
And that's why I was given Stephen Reed the benefit of the doubt, saying maybe he's going to be different from his father. But as someone pointed out to me this morning, if you look at all the inaugural festivities, Joe L. Reed was the chairman of all the activities. So to think he doesn't have a big role in this mayor's office is poppycock. And I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen. We're going to see with these appointments. And like I say, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. But to me, that signaled the past to me when Stephen Reed is preaching hope for the future. I just, you know, I'm sorry.
Well, he did say last night, I think, you know, tonight we party and tomorrow we get to work. And so I think that we'll see now that it is Wednesday. And I think he's already made several appearances today at different things. I know at the chamber and everything. So, you know, we'll see.
I'd love to have Stephen Reed back on the show now that he is Mayor Montgomery. And
and he told us he would come back on. So
I think it'll be a good conversation. And honestly, I think people are, despite our differences, folks, are basically the same, want the same things. You want a good life. You want a meaningful life. You want your life to be cultivated. You want it to be flourishing. And I worry, this is my big critique of the left in a general cultural sense, is y'all emphasize forces beyond people's control too much. You explain disparities in life. You explain inequities and injustice in life by the system too much, in my humble opinion. In many cases, you might be right. The system may be rigged. People and forces outside of your control might be conspiring against you. Sure, that's life. But I think we also do need to emphasize, and actually I heard it from Stephen a bit yesterday from Mayor Reed, that essentially what we have to do is look to the future and figure out how do we cultivate this city together. And we'll have disagreements, I'm sure, about public policy. It was good seeing all the city council members sworn in. You know, people that have been in the studio like Clay McGinnis. And it'll be open.
Glenn Pruitt,
yeah.
Our friend Glenn.
I haven't talked to Glenn in a little
while. He needs to come in here. Glenn, you need to get your butt in here. Talk to us.
You know, I feel like we should emphasize also you can do, that you can cultivate your own life. And it might be difficult, but because it's difficult, it'll be even more meaningful when you solve your problems. Doesn't mean people can't help you. Doesn't mean that folks shouldn't be looking to help and serve others. But there is a time and a place that the only person that can fix most of your problems in your life is you. And when you take up that responsibility, you'll be better off for it. I'm learning that the hard way. I'm not speaking from some high and mighty position. I fail constantly on this measure. I need to be more responsible. And I think that's generally life's goal. And so when I hear the Democrats talk constantly about all these forces of culture against you, which usually just seem like a pretext for more government control, I think you're leading people astray. And it's not a simple disagreement. I think there are goals that we agree on, but we don't prescribe the exact same, diagnose the exact same problems or prescribe the exact same solutions. There are ways to do this that I don't think rely on just using government and always blaming something outside of our control. Let's hit a break here real quick, folks. 272-9228, 272-9228, Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Frisco Riverstone, watching William Taylor, the acting ambassador of Ukraine, speak right now. It's kind of boring. Imagine that. A testimony, a hearing with a bunch of
he's ambassador to Ukraine, am I right?
Acting ambassador, yeah.
Because the Senate won't confirm the ambassador appointments. And these are holdovers from the Obama administration.
And Yovanovitch, who he replaced, was double.
I know. I mean, yeah. Well, see, he has no credibility, in my opinion.
Right, and also, he's the guy who heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another.
Yeah.
That Trump and Giuliani were messing around. It's a bunch of...
But not with each other.
Yeah.
Well, not that I know of.
God help us if that's the case. Oh, folks, you know, I'm feeling good these days. I feel like I'm looking better in the mirror, too. But it's also more just a mental discipline thing. It's because I've been, you know, working out. I'm going 5-6 days a week. I do something. And the place I like to go is Express Fitness 24/7. I'm going to the Zelda Road location, the Hillwood Festival Shopping Center. One part of the facility is right above Firehouse Subs on the second floor. You just go up a little elevator ride. But right across the parking lot is the other part of the facility with all the free weights and power racks where I'm getting those deadlifts and squats and bench press, brother. Having a lot of fun doing it. I'm loving it. And the great thing about Express Fitness 24/7 is in the name. That when you sign up, low sign-up fee, then a month-to-month payment that's very low indeed, no long-term contract. Again, just month to month, you get 24/7 access with key fob technology. That way, when you work out,
key fob James,
yeah,
okay,
it can fit your schedule. It's a great place also because the equipment's state of the art. I'm never wanting for equipment there. There's always something to do. Hey, there's a picture of the place I go to. But again, it's safe, clean, friendly environment. Also has 24-hour security video recording since they are open 24/7. I love the place. If you don't want to go to the Zelda Road location where I'm going, although I encourage you to, come work out with me. 386-8689, 386-8689 for the Montgomery location. But if you want to go to another location for Express Fitness 24/7, you can go to their website, expressfitness24.com, expressfitness24.com. You can find what location is best for you, whether it be Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Clanton, Pine Level, or again here in Montgomery. So check them out today, folks, and be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views from the radio sent you. So let's hit a break here. 272-9228 if y'all want to join in on the show. Are y'all coming to terms with your whiteness?
I think I have. It took a while. 63 years.
Could you walk me through some of the routines you go through?
I'll do it at the break.
Do I have to do, like, just nostril breathing, or is that yoga?
What is it? Through the nose, out the mouth, or is it the other way around?
I thought it was all through the nose.
No.
I don't feel like you've come to terms with your whiteness. I think you're just fibbing about it, like a whitey would do. Is the water cooler on your side of the desk?
Not at all, Joey. Why?
Just wondering.
Okay.
Be right back, folks. That everybody's little sugar daddy want to love you. Everybody's little sugar daddy got to love you. Never
learn. I keep holding on to you and you hurt me. Live local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hey, you want to get the absolute best deal on a Chevrolet? Well, you need to go to Riverside, because when it's Riverside, it's Chevy. Not only does Riverside Chevrolet give you the absolute best selection and best price, they are one of our fine sponsors in the annual holiday food drive. They have a big Blue Water Broadcasting banner up there and a big Blue Water Broadcasting barrel for you to put all your food in. Stop by non-perishable food items. They're here for the community. Riverside Chevrolet. Stop by today.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views.
How you doing? Nine to what? I interrupted. Sorry.
It doesn't matter. Hello, Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How you
Hello,
doing?
Flint Riverstone.
It'd be Frisco to you,
I know
Jack.
That.
What do you think about what's going on in San
Let me
San
tell you
Francisco?
Something. You're not a whistleblower. I can say your name on this radio if I want to.
Like you haven't.
No, I haven't said the last name.
No. Let's talk about San Francisco, though.
Yeah.
What'd you want to talk about?
Well, did you see the new prosecutor, the DA there, was raised by, like, the founders of the Weather Underground because his parents were thrown in jail for, you know, like, killing people or something?
No.
And he doesn't want to enforce any law that bans defecation in the streets or soliciting prostitution from ladies of the evening or gentlemen
of the evening. San Francisco.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's probably more gentlemen of the
so
evening.
So you can you know, go number one, number two, and, you know, you can...
Just go to home run.
Yeah, just you can get it all done on the streets of San Francisco.
Well, you know what's what I love about Greg Abbott? He's the governor of Texas. And the guy's had a rough life. I mean, he was jogging and a limb fell on him and he's paralyzed. Mm. He's in a wheelchair. He's a really good guy. He sent in the National Guard and said, I'm busting up these homeless camps. You know, if you want to go out in the woods and camp, fine. But you're getting off our streets because it is, I was
it's
there
dangerous.
Last month. It's dangerous and it's nasty.
Yeah.
I think it's a public health
concern. Well, a lot of drug and mental illness issues in general. With
well, I've been both.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I lived through it.
You know, I'd believe that, Jack. I don't think you're telling a tale.
Well, when you talk about being a health issue, you know, these, like, old world like diseases are starting to pop up in some of these homeless camps.
Well, the rat population is going gangbusters out in California, and that does increase likelihood of like typhoid and the plague.
Yeah, they're seeing cases of it now.
It's bad, especially if you have these huge homeless populations, these tent cities. It could get really, really bad. If anybody's more interested, a guy lives out there. I think Dr. Drew Pinsky. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He's been on top of this issue, and he's been pretty good on it. Kind of opened my eyes. Now, this isn't just like housing costs.
I mean, there's one thing with tolerance, but there's another thing with insanity.
Right.
I mean, you can tolerate a little bit of it, like panhandling and all that. That's
sure.
always
yeah,
gone on.
Fine.
But when it's a public health concern, and like, I'll tell you what, I love Austin and I live there. It's not the same town it was when I was there, not because I left, but because of all these Californians that have moved in and other things. But It has to be a deterring factor to people wanting to be tourists there.
Oh,
because they're all over downtown.
You're talking hundreds of people that are homeless, that are on the streets.
Also, we're not just saying, oh, lock them up and throw away the key. A lot of these people need help.
Yeah.
There was this one guy that used to live on Congress. His name was, I can see him now. But he ran for mayor, Leslie. He ran for mayor and came in like third place. That's how crazy Austin is. But he used to wear a Speedo and no shirt, and his hair was long, and he had a beard. And everybody knew Leslie. Mm. He was kind of harmless, but he kind of opened the door for other people to come in and do the same thing. And it's just really gotten out of hand.
Now everybody's in a Speedo.
Who? Everybody.
Sure.
You'll never catch me in there. I look like a sumo wrestler.
What's your record? You undefeated?
13-0. Mm-hmm.
Did you retire after that? leave him wanting more?
I did.
That's very smart. You didn't want any CTE.
Well, the last guy, when I ruptured him, they suspended my license.
Well, you got a little too violent.
I did.
Okay. I'm glad you gave that up.
Yeah,
given that I work with you every day. I don't want you to beat me up or anything.
Well, I use my leg now. Just take it right off.
This is making me uncomfortable. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. David, welcome to the program.
David?
David, if you're giving us the silent treatment, you're doing a fantastic job.
Well, I think he tried to call into... He called into Greg's show this morning, I think. Well, he got stumped on a...
Well, David, one last chance.
Going once.
No. Well, let's go to... Hey, John DeVoe.
Hey, Joey. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Peace and blessings to you, John DeVoe.
And peace and blessings to you, Jack Campbell.
And with your spirit.
And the entire listening audience all over the globe. Happy holiday season.
Hell yes.
To everyone.
You getting ready for Turkey Day?
Excuse me?
You getting ready for Turkey Day?
I am getting ready for Turkey Day. It's always a great time of celebration here in the city. ASU actually started their homecoming celebrations on November the 11th. And then the Turkey Day Classic is part of their 2 weeks of celebrations for their homecoming. And so it'll last through November the 29th. And I always attend the parade. And after the parade, I usually go out and have Thanksgiving dinner at one of our local restaurants. And then after that, I go to the game. And I'm half a hundred. So by the time I finish that, I'm ready to go home and go to bed.
I believe it. Well, so what did you call today, John?
Well, I just wanted to say first, I did enjoy the inauguration celebrations yesterday. I like Mayor Reed, and I get along fine with the members of his family that I know. I think they're very fine people. But I also feel, that in him, Montgomery gets someone that's a part of that world. And when I say that world, I'm talking about the type of people that actually get elected to the Montgomery City Council and elected to be mayor of the city of Montgomery, and those types of families in the city of Montgomery. I mean, he's a product of that environment. But I don't know if it's fair to say that his dad's going to be leading the city of Montgomery, going to be the mayor of Montgomery, and so on and so forth. Dr. Reed's been off the city council at least 20 years.
Well, it doesn't mean he doesn't have his finger in every pie in Montgomery.
Well, I'm just going to say that when Dr. Reed served on the city council, Mr. Jenright was on the city council, too. And Dr. Reed's been off the city council at least 20 years, and Mr. Jenright is still on there, and he's the president of the city council. So I don't know. I don't know if it's fair really to say that, I think that he will be involved. I'm sure that he'll be available, as he said, to his son for advice and counsel. But they say when Stephen ran for probate judge, his dad told him, listen, you can run, but not with my money. You can go and ask your mom and she'll give you some of her money, and you can raise your own money. So that's what Stephen did. He went out, he raised his own money, and he won. I think he has the support of his father, but I guess in that way, he's kind of his own person too.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and I hope he will be his own person. And, I have high hopes that he'll be a very good mayor and reach out to everybody, and I hope that happens.
Indeed.
Well, one of the things that I like about him during the campaign, he said that Montgomery needed to choose a mayor that can help it become a global and an inclusive city for all people. And I added to that to include LGBT plus.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that on a document that I had to sign recently because I usually
utilize
all the different terms, but the plus means everything after T. LGBT plus.
I don't think there could be another option, John. You've covered it all.
Yeah,
wait, lesbian, bi, gay, and queer.
LGBT plus, does that include some S's?
That includes the S's, the Q's, everybody else.
Okay.
I actually like that abbreviation, the LGBT plus community.
Well, John, we got to run. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, John.
Peace and blessings, yeah.
Same to you.
More news and views, folks, when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to join in.
This is Tolerance Radio.
Indeed. We'll be right back.
best broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks have been modestly lower with no apparent impact from the impeachment hearings or remarks from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell on the economy. Powell is answering questions from Congress. The Fed chair says he does not support lowering interest rates again in December, though the Fed will respond if there are reports indicating the economy is weakening. Shah Galani of Money Map Press says investors are not expecting another cut next month.
And obviously, the market has discounted that, again, because I don't think there were an expectation for a cut, certainly not for a hike. So it's status quo right now. And with the additional comment that they stand ready to take action if it's necessary.
Google wants to manage your money starting next year. The Wall Street Journal says Google will start offering checking accounts to be called Cache, backed by Citigroup and a credit union at Stanford University. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our little taste of the Arctic, call it a winter preview, continues today. After a frigid start to the day, we may recover to maybe low to mid-50s for a high temperature. If we're lucky, sunshine, not quite as windy today. Another freeze tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 31. Increasing clouds tomorrow, maybe some spotty rain possible in the afternoon, but a better chance on Thursday night, and then warmer by the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Jack's giving me that side eye.
The game Clue.
Mm-hmm.
Parker Brothers or Hasbro or neither?
No, I don't pay attention to brands.
Well, you should.
Maybe I should, but I don't.
I haven't played a board game in a long time.
Although you know why? We don't have time anymore. Mm-hmm. We're all so busy.
I did play a game of Rook with my Southern Baptist grandmother this past weekend.
Was she smoking and drinking?
No, she doesn't play card, you know, poker or anything, but she'll play Rook. It's a different card.
Does she cheat?
No, she didn't cheat. First of all, it's a very confusing game.
Does she smoke or drink?
No, never. She's never had a sip of alcohol in her life, Jack.
How old is she, 90-something?
I'm getting there, almost.
Because I had a great uncle who drank a fifth of whiskey every day and lived to be 95.
No, I asked about the cheating because I had a great-grandmother. My dad's grand, which they play spades, the whole family, and she would cheat. But because she was the matriarch, everybody would be like, okay, we know she's cheating.
Did Helen, your grandmother, ever work for Tommy, the DUI lawyer, Tommy Kirk?
I have no clue.
Before AOC?
I don't know.
Somebody told me on the weekend she did that. She didn't realize that Helen was your grandmother right. And how much she liked Helen. And she said, I think she used to work for Tommy Kirk.
See, that's what I go for. If they don't actually like me, maybe they'll like one of my family members.
A far-off, distant relative.
Well, they laughed more than you.
Yeah.
I don't know about Skanecki. I don't know Skanecki. I'd like to know him.
Yeah, sure.
It's your mom's dad.
Yes. Ron, yeah.
Ron. Could I call him Ron?
Yeah, you can call him
Do
Ron.
Do you call him Ron?
Yeah, I call him. Well, I call him Pa or Ron or really it's just like, hey. Like, at this point in a relationship, you don't really have to call a name. Like, hey, what's up?
I've got to scream my grandfather's name, and then at that point, it is just pretty much a, and then he turns around.
But I, you know, mentioned that I don't keep track of brands. Like, I don't care what clothes I'm wearing if there's a
even though he's dressed to the T today.
Yeah, but it's not brand names.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
But one brand I do know and love is Alabama Home Mortgage.
Oh, absolutely. Kim Williams and her staff are great folks. They put the H in help. If you're paying too much on your mortgage, you're like, man, I wish I could lower this monthly rate, maybe get better terms, do away with this mortgage insurance thing, then give Kim Williams a call. 567-4223. She is the one-stop shop when you're looking to buy a new home and need to get money through a mortgage, you need to give her a call. Or if you're not satisfied with what you have now, give her a call. She'll tell you, I really can't do any better than this. Or she'll tell you, my gosh, I just found a way to lower your monthly rate by $300. That happens all the time. She is great. She's fun to work with. We love having her on here when she comes. And she's just a ball of energy. And she will shop around. Just give her 10 minutes, and she's going to tell you what she's come up with. That's Kim Williams, 567-4223. 567-4223. Or look her up on alabamahomemortgage.com.
NMLS number 1586368, of course, an equal housing lender. Thank you, Kim, and Alabama Home Mortgage.
Thank you for the disclaimer at the end, because I never can remember those numbers.
Well, and, you know, I've got them right in front of me.
I can tell you Jimmy Reynolds' mother's home phone
right.
When I was, you know, knee-high to a
it's
duck.
It's weird the stuff you remember.
I know. And then I can't tell you, I never can remember, 1386368.
No, you don't want people calling them.
No, I'm talking about her MLS.
Oh, 1586368.
1586368.
See, this is why I'm in charge of that. I'm keeping tabs on the hearing that's going on, the impeachment hearings.
It's just a show.
Well, they're getting into the meat and potatoes now. The counsel for the Democrats, Mr. Goldman.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyer named
of Goldman Sachs, yeah. Probably.
Mr. Goldman's asking William Taylor and George Kent questions about the aid and the text messages. I think what's happening here is Goldman and the Democrats, the counsel for the Democrats and the Democrats, get 45 minutes to question the two witnesses. Then the Republicans will get 45 minutes. So we'll see how this goes. But right now we're not taking it live because it's, I don't know, boring.
I don't want to give, and plus I don't want to give it any damn credibility.
Right.
Because it's a one-sided three-ring circus.
Indeed it is. And well, if anything juicy comes out of it, we'll find out for tomorrow's show. And I'm sure there should be some interesting bits in the hours-long hearing, but don't hold your breath. This is a big show. The fact that we don't know the whistleblower, the fact that the Republicans aren't allowed to call witnesses to show, hey, there was actual corruption in Ukraine that the president had every right to look into. It's just a show trial. It's a sham.
I've been asking around for the last, well, since last Friday. I really cannot find any support out there. No appreciable support for Jeff Sessions.
I know.
I'm sure that they've taken a poll, and unless he's got some, you know, trick up his sleeve, like having Shelby come out and endorse him. Didn't do Luther much good.
Yeah, but the only thing he's going to do any good is the president endorsing him.
Well, and I'm sure if Shelby is for Sessions, as I've heard he is, That's going to give Sessions more money from the senatorial committee, the Republican senatorial committee, more money from Mitch McConnell's PAC. So money will not be an issue to Sessions. But you know what will be? His message. Nobody trusts him.
And he's also got an opponent named Tommy Tuberville who's more than willing to throw a punch. And very
well, and like he was very subtle. That ad was announcers talking about Donald Trump fired Sessions. And that was a subliminal reminder that why Tommy Tuberville's in the race. And he didn't have to say it. He had surrogates that didn't know they were surrogates.
Yeah, this is, at first I thought Sessions did a good job with his rollout, but given the punching back and the actual history and how people responded to him.
Let me tell you something. He is not a normal human being. If he stood before the cameras and allowed himself to be taped for a commercial saying, I support Donald Trump, I support the Trump agenda, that guy just fired your ass. You know you don't love him that much. I mean, it's almost disingenuous to me.
Well, we'll see how the public takes it, but I take your word for it, and also from our callers. Not too many people.
Well,
people
with the exception of, like, Flower Child, she, and I get it, I understand it. Sessions is a good guy, and I've known him a long time, but I don't want him to go back to the Senate.
Indeed. We got to hit another quick break. More news and views after this break. 272-9228 if you want to get in. We have a guest coming up here at 11 o'clock.
We're supposed to have a guest coming up here at 11 o'clock. Twinkle Andrus Kavanaugh, the president of the Public Service Commission, who drew an opponent Friday, but I don't think she has an opponent in the Republican primary, which is very important.
Well, I'm looking forward to that conversation. Be right back, folks.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
On your TV, a scary movie. Maybe too scary. Time to compensate. Where's your phone? You need puppies. Lots of puppies. Much better. A handful of cute and a screen full of scary. Perfect harmony from a perfect bundle from Wow. Super fast internet, your favorite TV channels, all for just $74.99 per month. Go to Huawei.com and get yours today.
Wow.
Offer for new customers invalid for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog, Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff. His background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Brown Tire and Automotive on Ashburton Drive for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
Well, we're moving on now.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Frisco Riverstone. We also have our guest for next hour, Twinkle Cavanaugh, is here.
Yes, she is in the flesh.
Good to see her. This part of the program, though, and the rest of the show coming up, brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They're downtown at 38 East Jefferson Street, about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station.
One block off of Madison to the north.
Yes, indeed, yes. Indeed. They're a full-service tire and automotive store, comprehensive in their coverage. All their technicians are ASC certified, service all makes, models of cars, trucks, SUVs, and fleets. Because they do work with a lot of commercial fleets and have great business-to-business relationships, it means they have state-of-the-art equipment that's great for everyday car, truck, or SUV. They can service anything. I really love the monthly checklist program, which allows you to learn a little bit about owner maintenance while they check out your car. Well, you have that extra peace of mind. I got bad about that, where I'm driving around and I forget, when's the last time I got an oil change? The sticker fell off. I don't know what's going on. If you do the monthly checklist, you can have that extra peace of mind. And because it's hunting season, Mike Jenkins wanted me to remind you folks that they have a service truck at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. That way, if you had a tractor or a four-wheeler or a side-by-side and you're out there on the land, working on your land or just having a little bit of fun, being maybe one with nature, or understood, you went hunting, did you get anything? No, I just like sitting in the quiet early morning. I'm like, all right, it seems cold, but they have to take a service truck to you. You don't have to lug in those outdoor vehicles to Jenkins Tire and Auto downtown. So they do it all there at Jenkins. Call them today, 265-0792, 265-0792. You can also visit them online and make an appointment online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. When it comes to anything servicing your vehicle, you better be thinking Jenkins, folks. So, Jack, we got to hit our top of the hour break, but I'm excited.
How you're kidding.
Oh, no, I'm not kidding.
Wow.
I mean, this is how we do things.
Tempus fugit.
Huh?
Tempus fugit. It's Latin for time flies.